pass the apple, and pass the blame.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie Evolution. Well, Ken, what kind of blame are you talking about here? And I'm thinking perhaps this apple has something to do with the Garden of Eden.
Well, I'm talking about the blame passed around in the garden after Adam ate the forbidden fruit, which, by the way, might not have been an apple. The Bible really doesn't tell us what kind of fruit it was. But it does answer more important questions, like who should take the blame? Although Eve was the first to eat the forbidden fruit, it was actually Adam who's to blame. Now, why is this? Well, Genesis tells us that God gave Adam the specific instructions not to eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You see, he was the head of the human race. But Adam went along with Eve and also ate the fruit. So as the God-ordained leader of his family, Adam should have gone to God for a solution instead of taking matters into his own hands. Because of Adam's rebellion, he brought sin and death into the world. You know, it's human nature to pass blame to others because we're just like our ancestor Adam. For instance, we often blame God for death and suffering instead of taking responsibility for the fact that we sinned in Adam, and thus it's our fault the creation is groaning today.
Is it possible that all the different races or people groups all come from Adam and Eve? Ken Ham offers some fascinating insights in his free booklet available on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.